This is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman. Today marks the one-year anniversary of the violent Unite the Right protest in the U.S. city of Charlottesville, Virginia, not far from Washington, where white supremacists and opposition protesters clashed. Anush Avetzian reports.
Like every conversation about the city and the county comes back to August 12th.
Mark Newton, a reporter for Charlottesville's The Daily Progress, was working when white nationalists stormed through the normally quiet college town to protest the removal of the statue of Confederate hero General Robert E. Lee. It did not end well. Amid the angry protests, one car plowed into a crowd of anti-fascist counter-protesters, killing activist Heather Heyer and injuring many others. Jason Kessler, the man who organized last year's Unite the Right protest, failed in his bid to hold a second rally in Charlottesville. Kessler eventually won permission to hold a second rally to commemorate the Charlottesville protest, this time in the nation's capital, Washington, D.C., right in front of the White House. Anush Avetzian, VOA News, Charlottesville, Virginia.
The man who authorities say stole a commercial airliner in the U.S. state of Washington worked for Horizon Air. Gary Beck is the president and CEO of that airline.
The plane was taken from a maintenance position and was not scheduled for passenger flight. The aircraft crashed about an hour later in a wooded area on Catron Island in rural Pierce County.
That's the area where it went down. The plane believed to have died when the plane, the man who was stole the plane, believed to have died when the plane crashed into the island. Authorities are saying that he was suicidal. Turkish President Recep Tayyip Erdogan blaming Turkey's economic problems on the U.S. and others. He was responding to a drop in the value of the Turkish currency against the U.S. dollar following the imposition of both sanctions and tariffs from Washington. This is VOA News. Mali opposition supporters protested in the capital, Bamako, urging voters to keep their eyes open to any attempt to steal the election with the presidential runoff today. This man was one of the protesters in Bamako. I want this government to leave because it is corrupt. It is a government that does not respect the will of the people. The people decided last Sunday. The people voted against the outgoing president, Ibrahim Boubacar Keita, and they fiddled around with the Constitutional Court. So what we are asking for today is for the regime to get out. First round of voting was marred by accusations by an opposition candidate of ballot stuffing and parallel electoral list. Authorities believe the threat of violence could again happen. Turnout today dampened, that is, for this runoff. Observers say the chaotic first round was a reminder that militants, some linked to Al-Qaeda, the others to Islamic State, have regrouped since the French intervention in 2013 and are now expanding their influence across Mali. A suicide blast in southwestern Pakistan injured at least six people, including three Chinese engineers. China condemned the attack on its citizens. The Chinese side has requested the relevant Pakistan departments investigate the incident, bring the perpetrators to justice, and take further effective measures to ensure the security of Chinese institutions and Chinese citizens inside of Pakistan. Chelsea Clinton, daughter of the former U.S. President Bill Clinton and former Secretary of State and presidential candidate Hillary Clinton, helped kick off the so-called Rise Up and Roe Tour. It is the effort to stop Brett Kavanaugh from being confirmed to the U.S. Supreme Court. Many fear that Kavanaugh might move to overturn what is known as Roe v. Wade, which legalized women's right to choose abortion in the U.S., AP's Julie Walker reporting.
The Rise Up for Roe tour hitting several cities around the country is being organized by Planned Parenthood and other groups that oppose Brett Kavanaugh. Chelsea Clinton says if you care about social justice or economic justice, you have to care about Roe versus Wade.
We have to keep rising up, and we have to ensure that Brett Kavanaugh is not confirmed.
She says there's a sense that the landmark Supreme Court decision isn't really at risk because young people have never lived in a world without Roe.
If you aren't outraged by the fact that women may lose the right to make our own choices about our own bodies in this country, I don't know how to maybe reach you.
And that the stories of women who lived at a time when abortions were illegal need to be elevated. Julie Walker, New York.
And I'm Steve Norman, VOA News in Washington.
It's music time in Africa. and welcome to the program. I'm your host, Heather Maxwell, broadcasting from Abuja. I hope you've been enjoying this beautiful weekend, and it's about to get better, peeps, because I've got a fantastic show for you. Like last week, this week, again, Music Time in Africa is on the road, co-hosting popular radio shows, meeting artists and producers and DJs right here in Nigeria. If you followed last week's show, you know I was in Lagos. This week, I've been in northern Nigeria, Kaduna and Kano. The first half of the hour brings you inside the local music scene of Kaduna from inside the studios of Liberty Radio 91.7 FM. Get a lesson in house of folk song and musical instruments and get hip to Hausa hip hop. At the bottom of the hour, VOA's Prince Nesta from Washington pops in with a classic luo tune you don't want to miss. And then straight back here to Nigeria, to Kano. From the studios of Kano State Radio, we'll listen to some choice moments of my time on air with host Ibrahim Garba, a.k.a. Iceman. These current and classic Hausa tunes that Kanawa love are just amazing. So sit back, relax, and enjoy Northern Nigeria. I'm kicking us off with one of the only non-Nigerian tunes on the playlist today. It's a song by Alun Watt. He's a bassist and composer from Senegal and will surely be a hit to those Nigerians listening and also to all of the rest of you lovely listeners across the continent. This is African Fast Food.
Water, coconut water, drink my water, coconut.
Yeah, that's Aloun Wad from Senegal with African Fast Food. Hello, this is Heather Maxwell, and you're at the top of Music Time in Africa. So, as you know, I'm currently in Nigeria, and I spent all of last week co-hosting radio shows in the north. Great cities, beautiful people, and the music, well, let's just get into it. This is an excerpt of my time on air at Liberty Radio, Kaduna FM.
91.7 FM, the best radio station in Kaduna.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, good afternoon and welcome. You're listening to Liberty Radio 91.7 FM. Well, for those of you who were with me in the morning, I did tell you that we have a very special guest who will be with us here in the studio today, all the way from the United States of America. And of course, she's here in Nigeria for the first time. We're pretty excited in the studio here. I have my colleague here with me in the studio as well. I have Yasmin Keke. Yasmin, good afternoon to you.
Good afternoon, Andina.
All right, then. We also have a teacher. She's going to be teaching us later a song in Hausa, a folktale song in Hausa. And I know she was telling me a short while ago that she has older sisters that play the shantu very well. Of course, yeah. So why didn't you learn the shantu, Khadija?
I did learn. I did learn. I know how to do it.
But the problem is that we don't even get to find shantu around. And
it's fading.
It's fading.
You only see it if you go to weddings and they have a traditional event. You see the amada, the koria, you see the shantu. That's the only time you see it, but other than that, like at random, you can't just walk into a place and see them even selling it.
Okay.
You have to go to certain parts of Nigeria to get it.
All right. Oh, well, we'll be talking much more about that in a bit. So, let's meet our guest here in the studio today. It's our pleasure to welcome for the first time in Nigeria, or should I say, no, in Kaduna, another person, but Heather Maxwell. Please put your hands together for her. I know, even on the outside, you have to do that. You're welcome. You're welcome. You're welcome to Nigeria. Talking about Mali, you're going to do something for us quickly in Mali. You understand? The first language, you learned a language in Mali. But then,
That means yes, in Bambara.
What part of... Is it a language common to the entire country of Mali, or is it a specific area of Mali?
No, there's specific different languages, but the official language is French, yeah. So je parle français. Mm-hmm. And then there is a national language, and that one is Bambara. Donc, nebe bamanan kampo, netoko ye anaye. So my Bambara name is Anna. That's what I just said in Bambara.
Okay.
And but then they have many, many other languages there, but I learned Bambara.
All right, so which one are you going to sing for us now?
A Bambara song?
All right, just do a Bambara song for us, quickly.
Kanakasi njarabi kasi tumama se njarabi. Kanakasi emaro wono pasaya mangi. Kanakasi emaro furu chesaya mangi. Kanakasi emaro wono tesaya mangi. Kanakasi nkanunyo kasi tumama se kanunyo.
Speaking of Malian artists, one of the most popular Malian artists that we know here in Nigeria is Umma Sangare.
Oh, isn't that interesting?
And then Yusuf Ndo. Don't leave that.
No, he's from Senegal.
Okay, Yusuf Ndo's from Senegal.
You're thinking of... I know who you're thinking
he's
of.
He's just my best.
I bet he's thinking of Salih Keita.
Yeah, probably.
Salih Keita too is good, yeah.
But if you ask most northern Nigerians, we know Umma Sangare because we hear her songs everywhere. You even hear it at our own weddings.
Still?
Still.
Wow.
Mm. She's classic as far as we're concerned.
So now that you're here in Kaduna, we're going to teach you a little something. Uh-huh. We'll teach you... I'll just call in on the teacher. Khadija, please, take over for me right now.
Well, actually, this is just a house of folk tale that is actually sung for brides that are going to be taken to their husband's houses. Because normally here, sometimes when a bride is going to be taken to her husband's house and she doesn't even cry, we find it like... So you're not even going to cry like you're going to be taken to your husband's house? Are you for real?
So she has to cry.
So she has to cry. Like, sometimes you have to like pretend. It's like part of it. So you have to like pretend to cry that you're going to miss your parents.
Even
no matter
though
how
you're,
like,
so excited.
You have to show that. So there's this folk tale that used to be sang to brides. Actually, these days it's fading, just like you've said, cultures are fading. But then let me just try. So the main singer would be like, aye mama, aye mama. Then the other chorus, the people behind will be like, mama ye, ye, aye mama, la po, la po.
Ooh, that's pretty.
Da aure ye na raka aure, mama ye, ye, aye da mama na kwaraka ki. Aye mama, aye mama,
mama ye,
ye, aye mama, la po,
mama ye, ye,
na aure ya na raka aure,
mama ye, ye,
na na biki munta fitare,
mama ye, ye,
aye mama, kinta fiki nam,
mama ye, ye,
aye mama, la po,
mama ye, ye.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, on that note. So what musical instrument are you going to learn before you leave Nigeria or probably take with you?
Shantou. So Khadija, would you be able to teach her? You claim you learnt it.
No,
do you remember?
Yeah, of course I do. So I do remember.
I want to learn that.
So you could be the teacher. Different vibes to the Shantou, like different kinds of music. It has its own different songs. You would be so...
I want to play a traditional instrument that is traditionally played by women.
So Shantou
is perfect. Wow. And I can put it in my suitcase, right?
Yeah,
yes.
Definitely.
So I can't wait to hear you sing a Hausa. That's gold.
Well, we're working on that, right? We started. Mama,
yeah. I'm Suzanne Owio from Kenya. You're listening to Music Time in Africa with Dr. Maxwell.
Okay, hi, lovies. In case you're just tuning in, you're listening to some excerpts of live radio broadcasts from Kaduna, Nigeria, that aired August 7th, 2018. This next one took place in the afternoon, and it's hosted by Yasmin Kaikai, who you've already met because she was one of the guests on the morning show we just heard. Here, though, is where you get the hookup with Hausa Hip Hop. Here we go.
Today, for today, you're officially a hip hop head.
All right.
So, earlier, if you have been tuned into Liberty Radio 91.7 FM, we did have an interview with her, and she told us a lot. She sang like a Malian, like 100% Malian. I thought she was Malian. So, this particular song, I don't know if you know what Almajiri is.
No.
So, Almajiri is like something, well, in modern time, is more of kids or people you see in the streets begging.
Oh, yes.
So that's what this song is about. But Almajiri is actually a type of education system where it's more of the Islamic religious kind,
yes.
Back in the day. But modern times, people consider the street beggar as Almajiri.
I see.
And this song is actually addressing something that has kind of become an epidemic here in Nigeria.
Parents sending their kids out to beg in the street.
Yes, some from different states. They don't even know their roots because they've been here since they were kids.
Wow.
So he addressed this. And at the beginning, he says the only thing he could do for the Almajiri boy he saw, who was about 5 or 6 years old, is to rap about him because he can only tell people. That's his skill.
Mm-hmm.
There's not much he can do. So he goes by the name Kings, except it's spelled K-H-E-E-N-G-Z.
Wow.
He goes by the name Kings, and the first time I saw this song, a snippet of it on Twitter, I actually texted someone and I was like, yo, I need that song. Because I wanted to hear the full song. So this is Kings. It's kind of a mixture of pidgin, proper English, and a little Hausa. I'll translate as much as I can.
On my way to work, we're stuck in traffic. Then along came a kid who was like 5'6", begging on the highway with no supervision. Now I don't need no supervision to see into his future. A got me thinking though, staring at me straight in the eyes, he wasn't blinking though. Silver or gold, I have no one to give to you, but I'ma rap about it, and that's the best gift to you. I hope I listen, I hope I listen. I ain't pointing fingers, I just hope they find what's missing. Yo, blame it on bad parenting, or blame it on bad decisions. Yo, blame it on the government, just don't hide behind religion. It's not plain to see, nah, it's not plain to see. Find your heart to understand, somebody please explain to me. From conception to childbirth and all the pain it brings, only to ship a child to a foreign land at the age of 6. Ba-u-ba, no single relative. Always on the streets, cause he barely has a place to sleep. He out of school, cause nobody to pay the fees. Always with a bow, but not guaranteed a plate to eat. But he at a mail. I wonder what it takes to plan your family. I see a family of 12. In a face me, I face you. How about one Allah? Kajisurung Allah with a family that size. I don't like a shower, Allah. Cut your court according to your size, is all I'm saying. Got to be careful of the foundation that we lay in. I know they say nobody knows tomorrow, but only he who plans today has a stake in tomorrow. And when tomorrow comes, who gon' lead? A region where half of the kids are on the streets. Now they wonder where the suicide bombers come from. Wonder where the politicians go get their thugs from. Why there's so much poverty and there's so much hunger. Why drugs and narcotics be ravaging our young ones. Wonder why they say that enough is so backwards. The fact is and the fact was, we know backwards. We just don't use our common sense and God got us. We out here preaching change, well the change starts with us. So you can do way more than 20 bucks. More than giving them clothes and place to wash. Go ahead, adopt one, they ain't dangerous. Let's fix the future now for the sake of us. They say it takes a whole village to raise a child. So we all are to blame if they end up wild. We've been doing it wrong, it's time to get it right. If we come together, we can win this fight. Cause it's obvious the system is not working. Parents keep deserting, nobody is talking. While the future of these poor kids is not certain. It's heartbreaking, it's why I had to say something. So on behalf of that kid I met in traffic, and 9 million more like him on our streets, 9 million boys with the futures not guaranteed, I urge us to do more. Support the Alma GVs.
Hey everybody, this is Heather Maxwell from the USA, right here with Yasmin. We just listened to Keens.
Tope is listening and he said he's really enjoying the show and he's enjoying your input. Awesome. So Tope, Heather, well, I'm happy to have Heather here. Stanley asked me, he joined late, who's that new voice? So Heather, can you tell him? KB Taraki is listening and he said he's enjoying the program also. And he's saying you're an intelligent guest. So you see, everybody's loving you.
So good. I'm so
in the
happy.
City of Kaduna, everybody's loving you. Clement Collins says, I'm really enjoying Bar 16. He's a painter here in Kaduna.
Uh-huh.
As I'm painting, inspiration keeps rolling down from the program. Clement, I appreciate this. MC Ola says, good evening, ladies. Listening to you live from Turkania.
Hello.
Really enjoying this edition of the program. And Clement Collins, Tope has told me to challenge you that you need to paint a picture, since you're a painter and one of the best here in Kaduna, you need to paint a picture of Heather. So I don't know if you're up for this challenge. You could tweet me to respond. Even if she leaves, we will find a way to get it to her.
I want it.
So Clement, she wants it. Tope has challenged you. I'm challenging you now. This is a Bar 16 challenge. You need to paint Heather Maxwell. You need to. So let us know if it's possible. We'll get it to her. It doesn't matter. We will get it to her somehow, somewhere, someday.
I want it.
So MC Ola says, okay, this is deep. He says, wow, your guest has got a lovely voice.
Thank you.
I think her voice can make a dead person come back to life.
Is that a good thing?
I think that's a good thing. Like, from the soothing sound of your voice, I guess.
That's very
sweet. That's
deep.
Yeah, that's sweet. That's deep. So MC Alive, that's very deep. I did not see that coming. Travis Scott, let's go to Astro World one more time with the song featuring Sia the Prince, Coffee. I see a very beautiful tweet from Clement. Clement tweeted, from the very start, I knew it is going to be a good night with Bar 16. Challenge accepted. Send me her
picture. Yes!
So, Tope, you accepted the challenge. And I will get your number, Clement, and I will send you her pictures. And let's get that painted.
Hello, music lovers. This is Heather Maxwell at the mic. I'm broadcasting today from Abuja. That was a segment of a live broadcast with Yasmin KK on her hip-hop radio program called Bar 16, Liberty Radio 91.7 FM in Kaduna. She played that amazing song, Almajiri, a 2018 single by Kaduna-based artist Keens. And we also had some tweeting going on with Yasmin's listeners. I'm really excited about that painting, too. So, Clemens, if you're listening, thank you. And I'm waiting. Next, we're going to meet two local hip-hop artists in Kaduna, listen to their music, and then hit that Kenyan classic at the bottom of the hour before moving further north to the great city of Kano.
Time in Africa. Tune in to your local radio station Fridays at 900 and Saturdays and Sundays at 900, 15, 20, and 2200 Universal Time. That's What's Up.
So now, introducing DIA.
So what's the point of me rapping for 60 seconds without you learning a reasonable lesson or picking a point for my message? You see then, this shit is all crap, like seafood. I hate that. I'm DIA. I'm half human, half amazing. It's what they all say. I'm about to touch down, walk on this mental runway, but his cloudy thoughts won't let me have a clear vision. So I crash land in Liberty Radio with clear wisdom. And the residents of my mind states won't even know what's hit them. DIA is the name. D-I-A.
All right, DIA.
Yes,
so we're sitting here in Liberty Studios right here in downtown Kaduna, Nigeria.
Yeah.
DIA, tell me a little about yourself. Where were you born and raised? Right here?
I was born in Zaria, Kaduna State. I'm from Kaduna, Zangon Kataf, to be precise. I'm an engineer by profession. I studied metallurgical engineering in the university, but music is my calling, I think. Mm-hmm. I believe, not think. I love music, I love rap. It's a way of expressing myself, actually. I'm not much of a talker. But I love doing my talking, either writing or rapping.
Well, I really like how you started out there. That sounds great.
Thank you very much.
Tell me about one of your favorite songs that you've done already.
Well, there's a song, I sent you my mixtape, actually. It's called Rap, R-A-P-P, Rise Above Peer Pressure. I released it in May 2016, on 27th May, to be precise. There's a favorite song that I love so much. It's called Ride On. It actually talks about social vices and how to stay off drugs and so other social vices. I have a couple of friends I lost to drug addiction and all that. That's what actually inspired the project.
The whole album?
The whole album.
Rise Above peer pressure. So you feel that your friends, they lost their lives because of peer pressure to do drugs?
Yeah. They lost their lives. They derailed. Most of these guys had potentials to either become great people, but they either couldn't make their dreams or some of them died in the process.
They say one man's food is another man's poison. Poison. Your life can get ruined by picking up bad choices. Staying focused and be myself, that's what my choice is. Despite the constant pressure I face from dark forces. Without the legal support, oh my, look how far I came. Don't need no drugs or charms to be on top of my game. Never did it on my own because of who I was involved. My father's Koboko was also heavily involved. It always kept me on check and always on track. Contributed to my growth as a matter of fact. Restricted me from bad habits until I discovered rap. Now I'm a chronic rap addict and there's no going back.
All the obstacles wake on my way, I go pass up. See, I don't try my best, then no more man, me, I can't shout. All your charms and drugs, my guy, I don't need them, need them, need them. And I pass on the extra support, I don't need them.
I'm addicted to drugs, I'm addicted to music. I am what I am, which happens to be a cool kid. Keeping in shape, slimmer and sharper than a toothpick. Who is to blame when one turns into a nuisance? I chose my own path and no more you chose yours. It seems you cry a lot behind them closed doors. I'm not being disrespectful, I'm just thinking out loud. Cause I'm a leader of myself, never roll the crowd. I was naughty at some points, but I never was a black sheep. Just a good boy who escaped the claws of bad kids. And bad decisions, my instincts told me to not speak. And the kind of friends
intuition told me to not eat.
When they say I need the blunts to get my mind sharp, I just smile, nod my head, then tell them I'll pass. Cause all I need is a cool beat to get me high rare. Welcome to my school of thought, my rap is high grade.
All the obstacles wake on my way, I go pass out. See, I don't try my best, then no more man, me, I can't shout. All your charms and drugs, my guy, I don't need them. And I'll pass on the extra support, I don't need you, need you, need you. All right, on.
This is Rise Above Peer Pressure, the mixtape. It's DIA.
That's fantastic. Yeah. Thank you so much for sharing your time with me.
Thank you very much.
My full name is Ayuba Tete. I am from Kaduna State, Kafanchan to be exact.
All right, so you've just given me this CD of yours, AT, the Ayuba Tete EP. And earlier you told me that track 4 was absolutely the best one. Tell me about that.
It's my favorite because I try to incorporate, you know, that local sound, because it's really hard to sing in Hausa, because it's more of a rap type of language, so to speak. So I was excited that I could actually capture the Hausa-ness and still keep it pop appealing.
I'm going to play it in a minute, but can you tell us non-Hausa speakers what inspired you to do this song and what it's about?
Basically, the inspiration was just to be unique. To be honest, mainstream music in Nigeria has become so saturated, so you have to have that sound that, you know, sets you apart. And I wanted a song that when you hear it, you'll be like, okay, this person is definitely not from the South or Yoruba, as is dominated by the now sound. So this person is actually bringing something new to the table, and it's interesting. So,
And what are you singing about?
Just come and listen to me and listen to what I have to offer, basically. It's kind of like a call to party, so to speak.
They didn't want me to do it, and so I overdid it. It was done as hot, whether or not they admit it. I got it, so I spit it, and I ain't never quit until I'm sitting on 6, 7, 8, 9 digits. Since now, it's all about who be on the spinach. Nobody checking for lyrics, it's all about image. Frivolous talk about frivolity in every sentence. That's why I dropped this and be causing the scrimmage. So what you been doing since I've been gone? I'm back and got your belly blacker than my skin tone. Cause I still own skills to murder cats with 16 spat over a polyphonic ringtone. So stay splurging, I'ma stay hurting. Any opposition of that, I stay certain. So haters, beware of the one bringing more controversy than a gay virgin.
Who's all persona?
Listen up.
Who's all persona?
Better listen up.
And Chigaba.
The city that's known as KD, not to be taken lightly, cause I'm just one man operating like three. Despite the fact I didn't come from Yankee, or repping the W like my name was Yankee. Shouts out to the brother, now it's all about me, and my peeps holding up the M sign around me. Me, the one better known to lace hooks on tracks guaranteed to leave the whole place shook. Now I'm mainstream, desperados in a race to get a fan base by soliciting on Facebook. It's obvious that I am not smiling, especially when you're licking my red eye. The private jet's about to take flight as I prepare for 3 cities in 1 night.
Okay, if I'm going to be very candid, it's tough because, you know, you are swimming upstream. One, you are trying out a sound that is not pop appealing. Secondly, you're not getting much encouragement, you know, from maybe individuals, marketing, labels, and stuff like that. And thirdly, you're not getting enough research material, because the truth of the matter, in music, you must research. So, you know, no mentors to meet, you know, sit and absorb from their knowledge. There really isn't that. So you're on your own. All you have is yourself, a couple of good friends, and thank God, the internet.
Yes. So, final question. What keeps you going, then? Why do you keep on creating the music and keep on writing songs and painting or whatever it is you're doing creatively? What keeps you going?
Just the need to express myself. You know, a lot of people, when they want to express themselves, they cry, they laugh. What I do, I make my music and I paint. So that's my way of expression.
This is Ayuba Tete from Kaduna, Nigeria. Yeah, and with that beautiful music by two of Kaduna's very own hip-hop artists, DIA and AT, we continue with this Nigeria special to Kano. But first, VOA's Prince Nesta has this lively piece for us.
Thank you very much, Heather, for that introduction. Well, right now I want to play you a song that still bangs like a new jam in 2018. The song was actually released in 2002, and it was done by the late Wiki Mosh, featuring Giddy Giddy and Maji Maji. The song is actually done in Luo language and sounds like Afro dancehall, alright, and I remember it used to play in all the local shops, all the clubs. It was a major hit when I was growing up in Kenya. And well, the Luo are always known to be romantic, and therefore, Wiki Mosh, Giddy Giddy and Maji Maji in this particular song are praising a lady known as Atoti. Oh my days, listen to this one. Atoti lovely, deadly, nyakoni, iromo wia. Atoti kiss me, tiss me, nyakoni, iromo mielgo. Atoti mix me, fix me, nyakoni, iromo pacha. Atoti take me, take me, nyakoni, iromo mielgo. Kude mielgo da, kikitumwe, kikituwa mchonga, kikanyonten, omewatere manamos, mdogo mdogo mdogo. Tunataka raka raka binyi malu yengoga Atoti nyonoga nyonoga mosu rundoga Atoti yengoga yengoga mosu winyoka nango Atoti wekoga wekoga mosu teroga This way that way nyako do it my way Atota ngoma jimi Atoti thumweri Tobi kimosh bende mari Toma jimaji bende duari Atoti dinde kilari Nikech mine miel maradoti Nango Atoti nyonoga nyonoga Atoti Yengoga, yengoga, atoti, rundoga, rundoga, atoti, winyoga, winyoga, atoti, daka ne kimielo gino, yawa daka ne kimielo gino, pinye pinye malo malo kaki jinge, mele mele nyuma nyuma kaki sude, kando kando bate bate kaki kwete, this way, that way, kaki tere, kaki jinge, itinge kaki sude, isude kaki kwete, igwete kaki tere, itere very good, atoti yo, the only face in Lake Victoria, atota ngo, female on my email. Atoti yo, your name is my screen saver. Atota ngo, the only female mani give flavor. Nyele temu na favor, ya batume taketo. Sude this, kaji sude that way. Chakiseke na kone, chakiseke na kocha. Sitep na kone, ya sitanda na kocha. Mark nungo ni rundoga. Imak nungo na sudoga. Hansa kimbo nyako, teroga. Sitanda tenso nyako, winyoga. A kiss to the girl, nyodo. Salute to the twin, yengoga. Otekoga, owekoga, nanga, onyonoga, osungoga, orundoga, owinyoga, ondekoga, oyengoga, okeloga, otieloga, otuloga, otingoga, kamata, kanyaga, peleka twende, atoti right, left, to the center, nikech mae miel maradoti, nanga, atoti, nyonoga, nyonoga, atoti, yengoga, yengoga, atoti, rundoga, rundoga, atoti, winyoga, winyoga, atoti, daka ne kimielo gino, yawa daka ne kimielo gino, pinyi pinyi malo malo kaki tinge, mele mele nyuma nyuma kaki sude, kando kando bate bate kaki kwete, this way, that way, kaki tere, kaki tinge, itinge kaki sude, isude kaki kwete, igwete kaki tere, itere, ya kongo gul, kuto rulo niye mood, mami yellow bull, karango konya rango kotu, who do I see, atoti, she's fine, she whines, she keeps her time, she dances fine, who do I see, Mamet na, nikecho mielo kaka ber, natokoso hau wikimosh. Well,
chikiti maze, mondi listen to me. Kayulo teri, okiwinjo the name. Of a toti is the dem, to whom you li blame. Kicha koko mpilen, nini yonge game. A toti is the first one, to enie kionji. Kidwaro ndogo ndogo, to enie mudogo. Kidwaro moto moto, to enie mutoto. To enie mudogo, to enie mutoto. A toti moto ndogo, a toti kila kidu, a toti mambo yote. Ah, niketi mwale mjelo mara toti.
Nango,
a toti.
Nyonoga, nyonoga.
Atoti
yengoga yengoga
atoti
rundoga rundoga
atoti
winyoga winyoga
atoti dakane kimielo gino yawa dakane kimielo gino pinyi malo malo kakitinye mele mele nyuma nyuma kakisude kando kando bate bate kakigwete this way that way kakitere kakitinye itinye kakisude isude kakigwete igwete kakitere itere very good.
Wella, 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 wella.
Kogi nga cho.
Yo, kwa team re.
Nango.
Maduun maji maji kiwi kimosh combine.
Nango, just time.
Wane ma wanta. Wane ma mataka.
Hero.
Tomato na ruobi.
Wajane.
Hehe. Doka tek. Doki sumu so.
Okay.
Your radis.
Aya.
Ewa msama chon.
Hey.
Osa ni wudi luo.
Hey.
Atoti tima ngomera.
Nango, team re.
Natoti go.
Go.
Atoti come.
Come.
Atoti front. Atoti back, atoti this way, atoti
that way,
atoti panda, atoti soka,
atoti
go, atoti come, atoti
front,
atoti back, atoti this way, atoti that way, atoti panda, atoti soka, atoti
go,
atoti come, atoti front, atoti back, atoti this way, atoti that way, atoti panda, atoti soka, atoti
go,
atoti come, atoti
front,
atoti back. I don't see this way,
this way.
I don't see that way.
Way.
I don't see panda.
Panda.
I don't see so cool.
Hi, this is Lyra from South Africa, and you're listening to Music Time in Africa with Heather Maxwell.
Yes, hello, sweet darling peeps. Now it's time to move to Kano. The rest of the hour plays you a soundtrack of this beautiful city, current hits and old classics from the studios of Kano State Radio. Ibrahim Garba, a.k.a. Iceman, the host of the popular program One-on-One, spins the vibe of Kano.
For music lovers, there is a lot of excitement in the building this morning. I'm talking to you from Radio Kano 2 FM, and I'm here live in the studio this morning. I have a special guest all the way from the Voice of America. Wherever you are, if you are by a radio, get set because it's live action. But let me start by saying welcome to the studio this morning, Heather Maxwell.
Thank you so much, Ibrahim. Iceman. I'm really happy to be here.
You're bringing life into my system this morning.
Yeah, I'm glad.
Okay. There's one guy here that is the rave of the moment. I want you to feel the vibe. It's good. Let's hear it.
All right. Right. Hi, peeps. This is Heather popping in on the mic. You're listening to excerpts of a live broadcast from Radio Kano 2 FM from August 9th, 2018. I'm there in the studio and Iceman's hosting. He just played Gari Ya Waye, a current jam by Adu Gwanja, one of the three absolute top male artists in the whole of Northern Nigeria. Now, get ready to slow it down and take it back. Because Iceman creates a rootsy dimension to the vibe in this next song. It's by one of the most beloved traditional musicians of all time, the late Dr. Maman Shatta.
Don't go away. We still have more sound. This time I'm going classic. Ramsey, can you help me shoot that sound? And let's listen to Maman Shatta. I think you'll feel the vibe as well.
This is Music Time in Africa.
Okay, hey guys. So that was the legendary Dr. Maman Shatta, presented by Iceman, and it was live on Kano 2 FM with me. Now, this next song closes the program one-on-one, and Iceman presents it as a surprise because he thought I would love the fusion of tradition and modern sounds in it, and I do. This is Alo Alo by a young Kanowa artist, Danzaki.
I have a surprise for you. Listen. Listen. Let's listen. I have a surprise for you. Surprise this morning, Ramsey Baby went into her archives and lifted this song, Allo, Allo, and it's a song improvised by a young artist, Danzaki.
I love it.
I love it too. I feel like dancing and screaming. Oh my. Okay, my name is Ibrahim Garba. I smile, your host on the program this morning, is about to leave. Please be your brother's keeper and take advantage of these things we have done this morning. Good morning.
All right, so that concludes the live excerpts from Radio Kano 2 FM with Iceman. This is Heather Maxwell, and I'm broadcasting to you from Abuja. Now, next week, look out for me from the exciting city of Accra. As I've done here in Nigeria for the past 2 weeks, next week, it's Ghana. So before signing off, I have one last song. Another superstar of Kano pop music, Nazifi Aznanich. It's Wache Nakeso and features Ali Jita. Right, that was Nazifi Aznanich with Alidita from Kano, Nigeria. And we're out of time. Thanks so much for joining me this weekend from Nigeria. Stay tuned next week. And during the week, please pop in and visit me on Facebook, Twitter, that's at Music Time Africa, or on Instagram at MTIA-Maxwell. I'd like to thank our affiliate stations, Liberty Radio Kaduna 91.7 FM, and its co-hosts Yasmin Kai Kai, Khadija, the Shantu teacher, and DJ Abdul. By the way, I did get a Shantu lesson in Kano, and I got a beautiful Shantu itself that I'm bringing back home with me to Washington. Cannot wait to see what kind of creative things I make out of that. Thanks to the ladies of Kano State Radio for that Shantu, and to everyone at Kano State Radio FM 89.3, and hosts Abubakar Ibrahim, a.k.a. Iceman. Also, thanks to Dala FM with Bello Ibrahim, Freedom Radio 99.5, and Guarantee Radio 94.7 FM. Finally, a special thanks goes out to Kaduna artists Ayuba Tete and Didam Ilia, a.k.a. D.I.A. On our FM stations, we're live Saturday and Sunday at 1505 and 2005 UTC. And we're also on shortwave radio Friday at 09.0500 UTC. And again on Saturdays and Sundays at 5 minutes past the hour of 09, 15, 20, and 2200 hours universal time. Finally, you can always find us online at voanews.com anytime. Just search for me, Heather Maxwell, Music Time in Africa. Till next week, stay beautiful, people. Stay blessed.